Hi, Abraham.
Hi, Robbie.
Yeah, good to see you.
Great to see you too.
Okay. Okay, the Zechnish was having more after the Israel Pilchus, the Zechnish was Daniel Shane of Asir Shofar. Okay, so yesterday we had a fascinating discussion in the Gemara about whether Tzitzis is Chovas Gavra or Chovas Talas. So if you hold Chovas Gavra, then it's only a Chova when you're wearing it. You're not wearing it now. If you hold Chovas Talis, then even if it's in the drawer, you have to make sure there's Tzitzis on. But then we saw a Chiddush, we thought it shot in the Bal Inter, and even if you hold Chovas Talis, even if you hold Chovas Talis, it's only if it's something that is omed to be worn. As we discussed, what about a tablecloth? Right? Does anyone put tzitzis on a tablecloth? So I don't know. I never saw anyone put tzitzis on a tablecloth. But why not? So, but if you, in other words, if you hold Chovas Gavra, of course not. But even if you hold, but if you hold Chovas Talis, then you should put a tzitzis on a tablecloth. So the must be, says the Bal Iter, that a tablecloth is never all made to Levisha. But there has to be a connection to some type of putting it on your body. We'll see. There's two types of halachas. There's a wearing something and putting it on a body. We're going to have a whole discussion in the postgame. What about a blanket? How come we don't put tzitzis on a blanket? Blanket, a lot of blankets, they're four corners, right? Blanket is four corners. So when was the last time you saw somebody, you went to summer camp, did you ever see anyone who sits us on a blanket? Why not?
I didn't.
Yeah, but it's a blanket. A blanket, in other words, most people sleep into the daytime. Yeah?
Well,
yeah. Or they take a Shabbos nap in the afternoon. Right, but Lechora, a blanket, the people never take Shabbos naps. They take Shabbos naps. And how come there's no tzitzis? Shabbos naps they take during the day. So that's coming attractions.
Maybe you can help someone have
the push. It says a beggar's lila is tzitzis by yom, right? Right, so Refes says a beggar's lila is this called a beggar lila? Maybe it's a beggar yom, but who beggar lila? Because you use it in the day and the night. So this is going to be a fantastic discussion. We're not up to it yet. But upcoming attractions. How come we see this? The tablecloth, I understand. Because it's not asher techasibo. In other words, in the Bal Inter's Chiddushes, there are two parshias in the Chumash. There's Parsha Shlach, the Parsha Kisetze. So if you just have Parsha Shlach, it says Vasulam Tzitzis Al Kamtei Vigdeyem. So then it should be on a tablecloth if you hold that it's a Chovas Talis. But since we have the other Parsha of Gedilim Tasa L'Chalakam Al Arbakas Flos. So the tefillah techasebo on a tablecloth, but a blanket it is asher techasebo, right? You put the blanket on top of yourself, right? So then I don't see so many people being machmir. We explain why people aren't so machmir on tablecloths, but at least they should be machmir on blankets. Okay, so that's coming attractions.
Rabbi, if you hold it's a din in the chefza, how do you ever throw out tzitzis? How could you ever dispose of them?
No, because tzitzis doesn't have kedusha.
No, I'm saying, but maybe you have a chiv to make sure when you throw it out, it has kosher tzitzis.
Oh, in other words, so as Rav Rama is saying, but then it's not yours anymore when you're throwing it out. You're being mafkirit. But I will have to make sure that my baguette has kosher tzitzis on. But say I throw out the baguette, it's not mine anymore. But I have to make sure that this Lamanda Omar Chov is Taos. Is the chiv that I make sure that I dispose, make sure there's a. Oh, let's take a look at the Marshal for a second. Hey, look at Marshal. It's quoted in the Bach on page, what page? On page 15. This is in the tour, page 15. Kosa Marshal. Got it? Page 15? Because of Marshal, Yesh Machmirim, Livdok Apsitsis, Afilukus Shakofla Matalis. There were some people, usually, when do people check their tzitzis? Before they put it on. So you say, maybe there should be an Indian to check your tzitzis after you take it off. Oh, why? Yishum Dishmur, Savri Kli Kufsa, Chayim Tzitzis. Because Shmuel says, even Kli Kufsa. So when you're putting your tzitzis away for the day, maybe you should check it to make sure that nothing, in the middle of davening, it could have got caught by a thing. Yesh poskim kemosa, because Shmuel's sheet is Kli Kufsa chai betzitzis, the Yesh poskim kemosa. There are sheetas that hold like him, like the Balaritor that we saw yesterday. Aval ha'alfasi, the Rif, calls him out the Shmuel Esa. The Rif Paskin is not like Shmuel. It's only a Chofetz Gavra. So if you're not wearing it, you don't have to wear it. Adkan. So he says that. So the Marshal says you should be machmir to be boydik the tzitzis. Or say you're getting a new pair of tzitzis. Like recently, I got a new pair of tzitzis. Because the old pair at this. You know, when you have these ink pains, so every once in a while, you know, the ink somehow gets out. Then it can go through. So I had a smudge of ink on my. So that's a question. Is it proper to wear a talus cotton that has a smudge of ink? Is it din of Zach Kaylee Van Vehu? Is it discussion of the Sefer Tzitzis? Is that only talus Noah? It's not a talus Noah. So I was waiting for the 9 days to be over because I tied my talus cotton wasn't a talus nor. Because there was a splotch of ink on it. And during the 9 days, there's a minute not to buy the Garden of Chajosh. I wasn't going to buy the. And then my wife said she's planning to go to Muncie. So I said, oh, you're going to Muncie? Maybe you can pick me up a talus cotton. Right? And then the other, so I retired the other, and the one with the smudge, stomach, that's not coming out. That the ink stains, schwermeisters to get them out. So I put it away. So the Marshal says, even you put away, you should check to make sure it's good tzitzis. Then the Bach says, Ophia nias died in Nira Nochel of Dokat tzitzis, Kishikofu no so, but Snino so. In other words, you should have a chazaka. So when you're putting it away, you should say you're putting your tzitzis away, or you're not going to be using it for some time. So check before you put it away. Check this way, because this is all bichoshesh for the opinion that what? The opinion that. Tzitzis is a chovas talis. And he says we should be choshish for that opinion. Now, I'm going to show you something that it seems the Shulchan Aruch is against it, but the sheet of the Rav Yor. Rav Yor is going to say an unbelievable sheet, and the simple pshat is against it. It's against the Shulchan Aruch of the Pashtus. But we'll get to it. But let's see what the Rav Yor says. He has in other words, we said, what's the difference between Chovas Talis, Chovas Gavra? So he says, if it's a Chovas Talis, you make a bracha when you put on the tzitzis. And if it, and also you have to make sure that you're not wearing it, the tzitzis are kosher. But he's going to say now an unbelievable chiddush, the Rav Yoch. Unbelievable chiddush. Ready for this chiddush? Page. Rav Yoch has a very interesting chiddush. Rav Yoch. That's right. That's right. Rav Hess says that he holds that Haseba is not makif b'sman hazeh because it's not their achiras b'sman hazeh. So even though we don't follow it, what the poskim say, the women could rely on the Rav Yoch because that's these for the women, so they can rely on the Rav Yoch not to do Haseba because he really holds no one has to do Haseba b'sman hazeh. So you ready for this one? Page 12. He says, Yesha Paskul, at the bottom right. Yesha Paskul, it sits is Chovas Talisu. Vorachemele, Bashas, Tikuno, Lasas, Tzitzis. So if it's Chovas Talis, and when you put the Tzitzis on, you make a bracha on the Asiyas and Tzitzis. We use Zokin Shosoluch Vodo, Potter. Right, we're going to see a question whether if the beggar is only the beggar shall cover it. Whether there's a. The Rov Hagoinim Pasku, the Talis Chovas Gavrin. What's the Raya? Midikimavarchinon, the Satif Betzitzis. So we make the Brachel the Satif Betzitzis, it's Vashmet to Chovas Gavrin. So we saw yesterday the Balitur. He dealt with that question, and he said that even though it's a chovas talis, but it's still like Rabbi Enstrak said, you still have to, it's still a din of levisha also, and even the chovas talis is only toloi that it's going to be potentially something that's going to be open to for levisha.
Yeah,
right. So we said yesterday, the pshat is that it has to be something that at least you're going to want to use it. Because we said that's why tablecloth has dal kanfos. With my tablecloth, have all dal kanfos. Right, or I mean, my tablecloth also has a potential of wrapping. Right, in other words, but even though, you know, even though it's a cold night, I usually don't go to take the tablecloth and put an extra layer. Oh, but now he's going to say a chiddush here. Don't remember leaking. Yuchas had lachos also mitzvah. Because I'm rachin who had lachin shal Chanukah. Mehashta lo mevarchin lasos tzitzis. Dein asiyasu gemar mitzvaso. But if you hold chovas talis, so then you're going to make a bracha when you put the tzitzis on the beged. If you hold chovas gavra, not, because it is a halacha that you only make a brichas a mitzvah if the thing you're doing is the gemar. So putting on the tzitzis is not the gemar, because I will still have to put the beged on my body. Now, then he says, "Venerally, the field of Mandom Rechovas Gavra imelo talis potum milach zerachar." In other words, if you don't have a talis, you don't have to get one necessarily. Okay, we'll see that some for Adonim Choshev maybe he should. Now, look at the line that begins Talis Alma. Timyeshlo Harbe Talisos. Listen to this. If you have many layers of Talisos, like Rav Scheinberg's Atzal. So he had many layers of Tzitzis. You know, you have a story of Scheinberg, the photo of Rav Atzal. He was mamish swimming in Tzitzis. It was huge. 60, much more than 60. Yeah, more than 50. It was.
People said, though, it was because of different Shitos, I think. No?
I think what I heard, I don't know, whatever, but the Maisa here, but then look what he says over here. He says a Chiddush here. The Mejlo Harbe Talisos, Lamanda Omrachov is Gavra, in a Matil Ella Lechot. Lamanda Omrachov is Talis Matil Bakula. Now, this is a tremendous Chiddush. The simple pshat is going to be against the Shulchan Aruch, so we'll have to see, is there any way to fit it into the Shulchan Aruch? But he says, if it's Chovas Gavra, so it means I have a Chovah to wear tzitzis. I mean, if I wear the beged. If I wear beged, I have to have it, but only on one pair. It's a Chovas Gavra on one pair. If it's a Chovas Talis, then every Talis needs to have tzitzis on. If it's a Chovas Gavra, you can have 100 pairs of tzitzis, you only have to put it on one. I mean, because it's a chovah only once you put it on. But he wants to say a chiddush that it's only... And Shulchan Aruch says, Beferish, not this way. Shulchan Aruch says, even if you have a talisus harba, you have to put a tzitzis on the whole talis vitalis. Because it's a chovah's gavra. Chovah's gavra means that every talis is a chovah's gavra. He wants to say, no, that's only Lamanda Omar that's over Chovas Talis that you have to put on every Talis. But if I have, I put on 50 Talisim on my body, Lamanda Omar Chovas Gavra, you only have to put tzitzis on one. That's what the Rav Yos says. In Yeshul Harbe, again, we're going to see, it's against, Simba is going to be against the Shulchan Aruch. But it's fascinating. This is a whole new Nafkamina that we haven't seen before. He says, "V'yeshlo harbe talisos, v'manda omer chovas gavra, einu matil ela le'echad. Manda omer chovas talis, matil bekulun." Wow. But Rav Scheinberg is right, because it's against the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch writes, oh, Rav Katan. The Shulchan Aruch writes that that you have to put on everyone. So we'll see. Maybe there's a way of getting out of the Shulchan Aruch, fitting it in. But he says, Beferish, that Chovas Gavra, I mean, everyone agrees that it's not the same Chovas Gavra as Tefillin. Tefillin, you have to put on Tefillin. Here, you don't even have to put on the beged. So you're going to be potter. But once you put it on, then you chayev. But if you put on two pairs, three pairs, 10 pairs, 20 pairs, 30 pairs, you only have to put tzitzis on one pair, according to the Rav Yom.
Where would that be mashma in the psukim, though?
Where what?
How would that be mashma in the psukim?
How would be mashma in the psukim? Does he say? Asher techaseba. So you have to put it on. I mean, in the pasuk it says lashon yachid.
Says we're talking to a person. Yeah.
What?
He's talking to one person.
Yeah, you do the Tassalakal, I must talk. Even on the other parsha, it's Lashon Rabba. But he says, I don't know if he's trying to be Medayik at the Psukim. I just think he's just saying that it's a Chovas Gavra means that it's an obligation of the person. So how many obligations do you have?
But it's not an obligation at all because you don't have to wear the beged even.
Right, but once you wear a beged, then there's the obligation. But he says the obligation is on the gavra, not on the tzitzis. So therefore, if I have one tzitzis that I did it with, I fulfill that obligation. The pashut shot is no. Chovas gavra means that every pair of talis that you put on is a chovas gavra on that tzitzis. So Rav Yos says no. That's the sheet of chovas talis. Chovas Gavra means a chovah on me. I have one chovah to do, just like I have to put on one pair of tefillin. Because it's a chovas Gavra. I have an obligation to wear tzitzis. Once I put it on, I have to put on tzitzis. But the obligation was only said on one chiv. It's a chovas Gavra. If it's a din of the talis, so then it should be as many talisim as I wear.
Rabbi, what about the bracha?
Don't come away thinking we postulate this opinion. We don't pass like this a bit. We're going to see that he's not the first person. I mean, he is the Rav Yoza Rishon, but we're going to see that there are other shitas that hold from this idea. But it's a fascinating idea.
Rabbi, what about in terms of the bracha? Like, if you hold it's a din in the chafza, would you have to make a new bracha on each talis? Because each one is its own mitzvah.
You make a bracha when you put it, you tie it.
If it's a din in the chafza, maybe each one is its own mitzvah. You need a bracha for each one. It's a new mitzvah.
Right, but if you weren't mafsik between, then the chari, you can be motzi. In other words, many chiyuvim with one bracha.
Like mezuzah. You put on 20 mezuzahs without a hefsek, so you
only right. If you put on 20, right, like Rav Aaron says, you put on 20 mezuzahs without a hefsek, you don't make one bracha.
But I'm saying if you put them on staggeredly, like 25 on now, 25 on in an hour, so then if you hold that it's a din in the gavra, you already made your bracha the first time. And so you wouldn't make us when you put on more later.
If you made a hefsek, if there was a hefsek.
Right. If there's a hefsek, there might be a nafka mina if there's a gavra or the chafsa.
Right.
Rebbe, so do you make a bracha if you change sitzis during the course of the day? You make another bracha on a new sitzis?
So we're going to have to see. That's a whole discussion. That's a whole discussion. Okay. So what do we see here today? We saw here today a couple of chidushim. We said that the Bach is choshesh, that's the Jehovah's palace. And therefore, he says, that when he quotes the Marshal, that you, even when you put your talus away, you should check that it's a kosher. Stut kam kam, that's what the poor quotes the Bach. The Torah quotes the Bach that, and then he quotes the Marshal, and the Bach says, when you're putting it in, the Marshal says, if you fold up your talus, you have to check for tzitzis. And the Bach follows along with that idea. Because they're giving more chiyus to the sheet of Chovas talus. They're saying that don't think that it's totally nidcha, even though we normally assume that the Chovas. And then we saw the chiddush of the Rav Yoh, that the Rav Yoh says that the Chovas gavra, that you only have to do it to one beggar, because that's the gavra. It's not a Chovas of the tzitzis. A gavra, when a gavra wears a beggar, he has to put on tzitzis. But he has many begotten, or not? Again, in Shulchan Aruch, the simple pshat is going to be beferish, not that way. And you can say very simply that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in like the Rav Yoh. But one of the Achronim wrote a tshuva to say that we pass in like the Shulchan Aruch, but we can real still can pass in like the Rav Yoh. So we have to see how you can get how you have your cake and eat it too. Okay, okay, everyone. So we're going to take a minute break. And Ezra Hashem, we're going to start Chumash, about Mincha. Sunday, we have Shir 11 to 12. That's our Sunday schedule. And on Sunday, we have a different limud. This Sunday, we're going to be learning Hilchos Kol HaMoed on Sundays. Okay, so that's going to start Ezra Hashem this coming Sunday. Okay, we'll take a 2-minute break and we'll start Chumash.